Doing God's work the wrong way. Moses had been learning much that he must unlearn. The influences that had surrounded him in Egypt had left deep impressions upon his developing mind and had molded to some extent his habits and character. Time could remove these impressions. It would require on the part of Moses himself a struggle as for life to renounce error and accept truth, but God would be his helper when the conflict should be too severe for human strength. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But God will not impart to men divine light while they are content to remain in darkness. In order to receive God's help, man must realize his weakness and deficiency, he must apply his own mind to the great change to be wrought in himself, he must be aroused to earnest and persevering prayer and effort. Shut in by the bulwarks of the mountains, Moses was alone with God. In the solemn grandeur of the everlasting hills he beheld the majesty of the Most High, and in contrast realized how powerless were the gods of Egypt. Here his pride and self-sufficiency were swept away. The results of the luxury of Egypt disappeared. Moses became patient, reverent, and humble, very meek, above all the men which were upon the face of the earth, yet strong in faith. As the years rolled on, his prayers for Israel ascended by day and by night. Here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he wrote the book of Genesis. The long years spent amid the desert solitudes were rich in blessing to the world in all ages.